Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2,000 Mules, is very, very powerful. I know it's very controversial, but one of the things that they highlight in that movie is the way these drop boxes were used in the 2020 election, and there's a lot of questionable activity in terms of ballots being cast in the middle of the night in many of those different drop boxes. We're going to talk about the whole issue of drop boxes, which became very prominent in 2020 because of COVID-19. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Our guest right now is an attorney who's affiliated with the Thomas More Society. His name is Eric Cardell. Cardell is spelled K-A-A-R-D-A-L. And a county in Wisconsin is the first local government county to ban the acceptance of private monies or grants to use in the administration of elections. Again, if you've seen 2,000 Mules, you'll understand the significance of all of this. Eric, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, now, when it comes to the 2020 election, if you even question, you know, some of the things that happened, then you're supposedly perpetuating the big lie. But I like what Molly Hemingway said, and she even wrote a whole book called Rigged. She said, look, at least everybody should agree there were some irregularities in that election. What are your thoughts? Just how about a global comment on 2020's election and especially what lessons we need to learn as we go forward?
Well, I think to begin with, because of Thomas More Society, Wisconsin Voter Alliance, and Mike Gailman's, who's Office of Special Counsel, Wisconsin State Legislature, that because of our investigations, we found that the CTCL money, Center for Tech and Civic Life, the Zuckerberg money, paid for the absentee ballot drop box in Wisconsin's five largest cities. And the absentee ballot drop boxes have been found to be illegal by the Waukesha County Circuit Court. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court said the drop boxes couldn't be used in the April 2022 election in a preliminary ruling. And in the next few weeks, they'll come out, I think, with a final decision saying the absentee ballot drop boxes are legally unauthorized. So the problem here is that the Zuckerberg money paid for illegalities in Wisconsin's five largest cities. So like in Madison, $50,000 of Zuckerberg money went to Center for Tech and Civic Life to purchase absentee ballot drop boxes. And so when we have privately funded illegalities, you know, that's really bad. Now, you don't need to go from the 2020 election to 2022 election to know that privately funded election illegalities are bad. But yeah, we should learn from the 2020 election that these above the table violations of law that are privately financed, you know, have to be stopped.
Well, can you explain exactly what a drop box is? Maybe people haven't. They don't know what we're talking about. I think the closest I can come to is it's sort of like what you have at your local public library where you can drop off your books or drop off your DVDs or, you know, whatever, your products that you borrowed from the library. And you can do this at all hours, you know, and they have a standalone, box, if you will, that you can drop these things in.
Right. In Wisconsin, the absentee voter is required either to personally deliver the ballot to the clerk in the clerk's office or put it in a U.S. postal box. So the United States postal boxes, you know, are spread all over these cities. What happened here was the Wisconsin Election Commission, completely contrary to the law I just described to you, put out a memo about the same time that Zuckerberg was arranging the financing for Center for Tech and Civic Life to pay for the absentee ballot drop boxes. And the memo said this was a legal option. But that's what the Waukesha County Circuit Court in Wisconsin has said. No, the Wisconsin Election Commission guidance on absentee ballot drop boxes is illegal. But the five cities were set to take the private funds to pay for the absentee ballot drop boxes and to use them. And so the reason why they were doing the absentee ballot drop box, these boxes to accept ballots which were beyond U.S. postal boxes, is so that they could put those in these five Democratic cities, five urban centers, and give more access to people voting. Now, Dinesh D'Souza goes one step further and says this is a part of a plan for absentee ballot harvesting. I've investigated that, and I don't need to because the absentee ballot drop boxes were illegal. I mean, what could be more electorally horrific than privately funded election illegalities?
Yeah, it's almost as if Zuckerberg and George Soros and some others bought the election in effect. They bought the results that they wanted.
Oh, right. And so with the, in some states like Georgia and Arizona, there's a beautiful provision regarding post-election contests. It says that, you know, basically in a close election, it needs to be redone if the election official illegalities cast doubt on the outcome. Now, Wisconsin didn't have that, and the post-election contests weren't properly filed in these other swing states, Georgia and Arizona. But, you know, that's where we need to focus, is elections can be determined by one vote. If election officials are violating the law, they're influencing the outcome. So imagine, you know, the state of Wisconsin, let's say a U.S. Senate race is decided by one vote, and the Milwaukee County illegally keeps its polling place open for an extra hour. Well, the election official illegalities have affected the outcome of the race and should be thrown out and redone. So the whole system is integrated, but relies on public officials following the law. And the progressives and their nonprofits have influenced election officials to violate the law to affect election outcomes. And, you know, that's horrific. And we have to fight back, and the courts are going to have to cooperate. In fact, tomorrow I have a pretty important hearing in Dane County regarding these election official illegalities. Our argument against the city of Madison is that the Wisconsin Election Commission should be investigating Madison because they used absentee ballot drop boxes even in the 2021 and February 2022 elections, and that they received this money previously from CTCL, the Zuckerberg money, to purchase the drop boxes. And so we're working through that. The problem that we've had is that the Wisconsin Election Commission that put out the, you know, advice to illegally use drop boxes also is the agency to investigate legal violations. Oh. And so, you know, it's like police officers can't break the law, they enforce it. Well, that's the view of the Wisconsin Election Commission. We enforce the law, we can't break it. Yeah. Well, you just did. Yeah. Twice.
Wow. Well, are these boxes still standing? Are they still there where they were in 2020, November 2020?
Yeah, they're still being used. Now, the April 5, 2022 election, the Wisconsin Supreme Court said they couldn't be used anymore. But again, the scope of that decision relates to the Waukesha County Circuit Court decision, so it only applies in Waukesha County. And we had a recent, you know, unrelated case where the city of Green Bay argued that the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision didn't affect Brown County, where Green Bay is, because it was a Waukesha County Circuit Court decision. So they're playing all sorts of games. One of my favorite arguments is from the government put forth is, just because it was illegal at the time of the Waukesha County Circuit Court decision in January 2022 doesn't make it illegal in November 2020. Well, of course, if the law hasn't changed, you bet it makes it illegal. Mm. There's a sort of gaming of all things legal. And, you know, there's a certain commitment on the other side, the sort of Machiavellian use of words and willing to violate the law to win elections. And it's very bad for our country because it undermines everything.
I agree. And if the left is so great, why do they have to cheat to win? That's my big question that I think about that a lot. By the way, have you ever read the book or even portions of it, Rigged, by Molly Hemingway?
Oh, that's right. Some of Molly's work, you know, is based on what we did in Wisconsin. I'm talking about Thomas More's site in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. And the success of the investigation that we've had and sort of the sort of raising these issues. When the Thomas More Society was working after the election, we were really focused on the Zuckerberg issue, the Zuckbucks issue.
Yeah,
and so we filed 8 federal lawsuits back before the election to try to stop it. And the federal courts just weren't equipped to stop this huge scheme. So they basically said we didn't have standing. So then we restarted in the states. And as you know, now 18 states, Oklahoma last week, have banned Zuckerbucks. Over half the money that Zuckerberg gave to Center for Tech and Civic Life to give to these local governments are in these 18 states. So this is how we've managed to stop Zuckerberg funding in these swing states. I mean, these are big states, you know, Florida, Texas, Ohio, and it's a beautiful thing to see the state legislatures reacting to this evil. In Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, as well as Louisiana, we've had the state legislatures pass bans on private funding of election administration, but Democratic governors have vetoed. And that doesn't make any sense to me. It didn't make any sense to Wisconsin's Walworth County, which is the urging of a local GOP unit, the Walworth County Board, banned the use of private funds in elections. And several other boards at the county level, but also city councils, are thinking of it. In fact, Green Bay appears to have a 10-2 majority in favor of banning Green Bay from accepting private funds in the future because it created so many problems for them.
Wow. Well, every time a vote is stolen, in other words, somebody illegally casts a ballot, that nullifies your vote. If they do it twice, that nullifies your vote and my vote. In other words, and this was done apparently, you know, at a massive, massive scale. When somebody would go to a drop box, let's say in the middle of the night in one of these big urban centers, of Wisconsin, just using that as an example, and they would cast all these ballots, how can anybody verify that the person putting the ballot in is the one that's purported to be the one casting the ballot? In other words, there's no way to check it, is there?
No, and that's part of the idea of the Wisconsin law. It's easier, I think, to talk about one state at a time. But in the Wisconsin law is there's supposed to be personal delivery. You're supposed to personally mail it or personally deliver it to the clerk in the clerk's office. We're talking about absentee ballots.
Okay.
And so the idea is that there's custody. So when I mail something, then the U.S. Postal Service can be trusted it has custody. But with respect to the absentee ballot drop boxes, you know, they were not supervised. And so they're just there. And you don't have that personal delivery. So, in other words, in the clerk's office, if you or I were to come in to the clerk's office in Madison with two absentee ballots, they'd say, no, sorry, personal delivery, it's just got to be yours. But at the absentee ballot drop box, you don't have that same oversight. And so, yes. Yeah, it's rife with sort of what we might call illegal voting.
Would you say that they basically the left took advantage of COVID-19 with all of this mail-in ballots, you know, a lot more mail-in ballots in the 2020 election than there were previously? And they said, oh, it's because of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretext. I mean, basically, you know, with respect to safety and voting, you know, of course, you know, you're safe if you don't vote. You're safe if you drop your absentee ballot at the mailbox. You know, maybe you have to keep some social distancing. But, yeah, it had nothing to do with it. I mean, in fact, there were no professional healthcare people involved in the process. The Wisconsin Safe Voting Plan was a 21-page document, and it had a little bit about COVID, but otherwise it was just about increasing in-person absentee ballot opportunities within the Wisconsin five cities. They purchased vans, and like one of the worksheets supporting it said the vans would be used to pick up, you know, elderly people, disabled, and people of color. So what? I mean, if you're white, you can't get a ride to the polls. It was that sort of thing. They were advertising in minority newspapers. There's a big emphasis on getting certain demographic groups out to vote. And you know, that's illegal. I mean, you can't favor one group of voters over another in an election. And the five cities set out to do it. In fact, the mayors had a contest to see who would have the highest voting rate. But their skills or their strategies were funded by Zuckerberg's Center for Tech and Civic Life. So this is a different election system than the Wisconsin State Legislature imagined. In fact, the Wisconsin Election Commission has a 200-plus page manual on how clerks are run elections, and none of those manual pages mention Zuckerberg, Center for Tech and Civic Life, private funding, absentee ballot drop boxes. So this is a complete, you know, diversion from the ordinary course, and now we found aspects that are illegal. And so we think it's going to go very well in court because privately funded election illegalities, I mean, how can that be okay?
Yeah.
Billionaires purchasing illegalities? Well, we want more votes there, so do this illegal thing. If I walked in the clerk's office
we have
in
10
Milwaukee
seconds.
And I said, look, here's $1,000, get the people over there to vote, you know, I'd be arrested.
That's an excellent point. Okay, ThomasMoreSociety.org for more information, and I'm going to go ahead and link to this article that quotes you, Eric Cardell. Very important issue. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.